Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, and we will be exploring Dawnwind Vale. In the tangled heart of Dawnwind Vale, at the split of a well-beaten path, the imposing rock known as Fedwing's Finger juts up through the ground like the claw of a massive beast tearing itself out of the earth. According to legend, the master huntsman Fedwing once felled a bewildering forest dragon at the sight of this towering pinnacle of stone, with a single arrow launched from his fabled bow. A plinth attached to the base of the rock makes mention of the legend, and also points the way to the nearby monuments of two of the age's most illustrious adventurers, Tilop and Gwaldokokul. The path divides around Fedwing's Finger, continues northeast to the monument of Tilop and southeast to the monument of Otonoko. Let's examine the finger first. On the backside of the towering pinnacle rock, partially obscured by the tangle of brush that's grown up against the stone's base, you discover a curious engraving in the shape of a bow. After carefully studying the carving, you move out of the undergrowth and step back onto the path at the front of the stone. Apparently, if you have the package called Fedwing's Fury, it's somewhere here on the list of packages. Yeah. Fedwing's Fury, something happens if you go there. But that package costs 10,000 Swift coins, and so thus I'm not getting it. Because the whole point of this account is you don't get the packages. Just to say, hey, you can get crazy powerful without them. Even though I did get 3,000 Swift coins from the event last Christmas, or maybe the Christmas before. I think it was last Christmas. So I guess I could spend 3,000 Swift coins and not break the rules. Or I think, 2,000. I might have. Oh, who knows? No, it wasn't the Swift coins, it was some adventure tokens. So that I could cash in some of the blobs. Anyhow, northeast to Telop's monument. As you make your way along the winding northeast branch of the well-worn path, the towering monument Telop appears in the distance, towering over the surrounding trees. For several minutes, the track opens into a wide clearing, riddled with patches of wild flowers. The centre of the open span, perched atop a grand stone pedestal, is Telop's monument, a gargantuan statue whose uppermost features reach a truly dizzying height. The towering statue of Telop, a monument erected to honour the famous adventurer, depicts him clad in the vest of stars and several pieces of frigid star armour. A full waven bone helm, each of its ornate sides adorned with a trio of intricate glyphs, covers his head, which is totally slightly starwood. Telop's eyes, visible through the helm's raised visor, betray a determined expression, exemplifying the fearless demeanour for which the adventurer has long been known. His steel-wrapped hands bands both rest on the engraved pommel of a wave-and-bone longsword, the blade of which is centred on the base of the monument between his feet. A dozen mighty white oaks surround... A dozen mighty white oaks surround the broad pedestal upon which the statue is perched. Staring up at the impressive statue, you are immediately mindful of the many tales centred upon Telop, an adventurer whose famous exploits are forever enshrined in the kingdom's lore. So I could move back from the monument or examine this inscription. The inscription carved into the bottom edge of the massive stone blocks report that the towering statue, massive stone blocks supporting the towering statue, seem to cryptically refer to an award awaiting anyone able to scale the 150-foot monument. Glancing up at the dizzying heights to which the statue soars, begin to consider the very notion of such a climb to borderline madness. Now I'm going to step back because I'm going to save first before I do that, because you can die doing that, and well, that would lose my non-existent progress. Okay, and travel. What's to the northeast? I shall go to the city of Pakur and save there. Okay, now I will try to climb this monument. Technically, it's like the other monuments. Tekrop's monument. Inscription. Attempt to climb the monument. Climbing the square base of the monument proves relatively simple, and after only a couple of minutes you stand at the foot of the towering statue. Staring upward, you contemplate the perilous endeavour you are about to undertake. The dangerous ascent would be just over 150 feet. Begin the climb. And nobody told the game that Sir Crokington, being small, is immune to fall damage. Nobody told them. Nobody told the game that, so you die anyway. Begin the climb. Single-minded of purpose and zero-minded of actual rationality, you cast aside a small handful of nagging doubts and begin the daunting climb up the towering statue. Only 15 feet into the climb, you're already beginning to feel fatigued. The statue's smooth surface offers only scattered footfalls and handholds, making every movement a struggle. Picking a number. Bonus of 59. 15 from agility, 15 from body, 10 from speed, 19 from thievery. Pick now. Got to get 60. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher. Resisting the nagging urge, look down as you make the perilous ascent. Just over 30 feet above the base, you begin to look laterally across the front of the statue. As you search for any nook or crevice that will allow you to pull yourself higher, picking a number, bonus 15, same as before, success 65, pick now, 81, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. You're almost 50 feet into the climb. A quick glance down, something you swore to yourself that you wouldn't do, reveals the dangerous spot you're in. Not certain you could even climb down from here, you press on, your hands seeking your next hold, as you continue your brazen descent, picking a number. Bonus of 59, and success is 70, pick now. 158, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface. You claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. At 60 feet, you begin to question the wisdom of attempting to make the climb. A fall from this height would almost certainly prove fatal, you know, if you weren't small, but nobody told reality that's so it's still fatal. Something you try to push from your mind as you struggle to ward off your growing fatigue. Ultimately undeterred, you continue onwards, picking a number. Bonus 59, success 75, pick now. 154. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Looking up, without daring to look down, you estimate you're halfway up the monument, perhaps close to 80 feet above its base. The calculation does little to ease your mind. Hoping that your fingers will hold out, you seek out your next handhold while pausing to catch your breath and ease the burn in your muscles. Same check again. Bonus 59, success 75. 148, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. A quick glance reveals you're nearing the neck and shoulder region of the statue. For observation seems to only increase attention. Realising the odd, precipitous angles of the sculptured stone won't provide you with any safe spot in which to rest. You press on, cursing under your breath as your hand holds the smooth stone for its next halt. If only we were tortoises! Because the top to them is nice and smooth. Not to the very top. But once you've got to the actual shell, it's a nice smooth path to the top. I guess Sir Croakington would be rather easy to climb as well. Nice smooth path to the top. Although I'd probably be put in an inconvenient angle to make me harder to climb. Alright, same check again. Realising the odd Pacific examples of the sculpture stone won't provide you with any safe spot in which to rest, yep, so on. 156, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Maybe that aura fire thing I got a bit back is helping. Having just surpassed what is somewhere to be the 100-foot mark of your climb, you can't help but smile when you consider the reaction of anyone who might, at this very moment, be witnessing your daring ascent. Your amusement is short-lived, however, as you pompously refocus on the task at hand. A task that requires your full attention. Same check again. Pick now. 122, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Anchor yourself around the base of the statue's neck, looking for a way to pull yourself up onto the side of the head. You risk a downward glance from this height to make out only the vaguest details of the monument's base and the ground far below, vowing not to again look down until you reach the top. You assume your climb. Same check again. Pick now. 105, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Grasping, with sweat streaming down your face, you look up and realise you're within just a few feet of the top of the statue's head. Taking care not to let your elation temper your diligence, you return to concentrating on the task immediately at hand, the safe completion of the last dozen feet of your climb. Same check again, pick now. Success! Struggling to retain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. 64 XP to general. Bathed in sweat, with your limbs aching, you haul yourself over the angled edge of the statue's head and come to rest atop Telops Monument. After lying on your back for nearly a minute and staring up at the sky as you recover from the arduous climb, you return to your feet and survey the impressive view afforded by your lofty vantage. From your perch atop the statue's head, just over 150 feet above the ground, you can see for over a dozen miles in all directions. The colourful landscape mosaic stretches to the horizon, forging a scene of true beauty that both inspires and exhilarates. Far below, the tops of the trees that swarm the tangled heart of Dornwing Vale look like a moving sea of green, swaying at the whim of the wind that surges through the desolate wilds. As you warily make your way around the statue's broad head, taking care not to place your feet too close to the edge, you peer down at a well that seems more peaceful than you would have ever known it. Okay, but how am I going to get down? Suddenly, I summon a friendly air elemental to carry me down? Perhaps. Did I remember to bring some sort of hang glider? That'll get me down. Hope that they've installed some sort of secret method down. Because there doesn't seem to be a way down. Well, okay, if you played the game or listened to my previous climb of the statue, you know what's coming up. But if you haven't, here's a suddenly. Alerted by the movement to your left, you whip your head in that direction, startled to find a tall man clad in a green tunic and a grey cape standing only a few feet away. A wide-brimmed leather hat covers his head, casting a deep shadow that nearly obscures his slender face. Ooh, it's the man in the leather hat. Still climbing those things, he says, shaking his head. I hope someone would have dissuaded you from it by now. Falling off one of them might do it. That's a rather grim thing to say, and I apologise for having said it. The stranger tosses you a small cloth pouch and discover it contains a tiny raven bone cube. That's my second cube. Keep that safe. Not the pouch, mind. The cube. If you manage to collect enough of those, something quite extraordinary will result from it. You immediately inquire about something quite extraordinary, but the man shrugs in response. I don't know any more about it, he says. Suppose that would be because no one has yet collected enough of those little cubes. You're on your way with them, though. 64 XP to general. The stranger waves his hand, and a glowing blue glyph, in the form of a griffin silhouette, appears directly in front of your feet. I think you already know that will get you back down in the safest possible manner. Can't always be around, mind you, so well. That'll be that. Take care of yourself. With no particular reason to linger here, you bid the stranger farewell and step onto the glyph. A dazzling flash of blue light erupts on the glyph as you step onto it, causing you to instinctively close your eyes to protect them from the intensity of the glow. Only a split second later, when your eyes spring open, you discover you're once again standing on the ground next to the base of the monument. And it looks the same. Move away. I'm going to save now by making my way to Pakwur. Now there is another statue to see, and we might as well have a looky. Yeah, these monuments aren't that. Alright. Head southeast to Grandocolo's monument. Moving along the well-worn southeast branch of the path, you begin to catch glimpses of Grandocolo's monument through the trees. Alas, the track ends at the edge of a broad meadow, at the centre of which stands the massive statue of the famous adventurer, perched atop an ornate stone base. The grand monument stretches up into the sky, far exceeding the height of the trees that surround it. The monument of Grandolcolo soars up to an astounding height, its utmost features apparently seemingly scraping the clouds, clad in his fabled obsidian plate, clutching his fire and blood shield, and brandishing his legendary spear, Fire and Blood Justice. The famed adventurer standing in a combat-ready stance, his carved expression one of grim defiance, swirling around from behind him, partially covering the lower half of his shield, is his Grand Titan's Cape, a wing of granite obelisks just over 10 feet tall, winging the massive pedestal upon which his monument proudly stands. Ooh, that's nice. And also must have been a real pig to carve. I mean, just getting the granite and then making it into obelisks, but yeah. It just happened, apparently. Staring up at the towering statue, he reminded of the many adventurous stories involving Granoloco, a man whose legend throughout the kingdom continues to grow. So, examining the inscription. And yeah, it's the same thing as before. There's somewhat sort of a reward for climbing up to 150 foot. It'll probably be another one of those cubes. Attempt to climb... well, might as well. Attempt to climb up the monument. Climbing the dense square base of the monument proves to be relatively simple. And after only a couple of minutes, you stand at the foot of the towering statue. Staring upwards, you carefully contemplate the perilous endeavour you're about to undertake. The dangerous descent would be just over 150 feet. Think better of it. Having suddenly come to your senses, you wisely descend from the massive plinth upon which the monument is perched. After only a few moments, you're once again standing on the ground. Oh, no. Actually, that was a fake-out. I'm going to be climbing it. Climb the monument. Begin the climb. Single-minded of purpose. You cast aside a small handful of nagging doubts. Begin the daunting climb up the towering statue. Only 15 feet into the climb, you already begin to feel fatigued. The statue's smooth surface only offers scattered footfalls and handholds, making every movement a struggle. Picking a number, bonus of 59, same as before, success 60. Now, I could, if I levelled up my thievery a bit, which I probably could do. Let's see, what is my thievery at now? It's 77. I'm going to check something. I'm going to quit. Alright, I'm going to level up my thievery skills as much as I can from the Pacific experience I have. Train. Okay, I've now got up to level 79. That should get me an extra point, which would be helpful. Just a little bit, but it might just save my life.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Okay. Okay, well, as I was saying, I was distracted by a beep, but you don't need to care about that. So, Dawnwind Vale, Gredelock's Monument, the inscription. Apparently, you don't remember the inscription, so you have to look at the inscription to be bothered to climb. Maybe it has some sort of a little bit of an enchantment on it that makes you think that makes you actually think climbing the monument is a good idea. Attempt to climb the monument. Begin the climb. Now the bonus is 60. Which means I cannot fail the first check. And if I were to blow through all my stored XP, I could get the thievery bonus up to 25, meaning I also cannot fail the second check, and I'm slightly more likely to succeed in later checks. Anyway, pick now. 121. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Just over 30 feet above the base, you begin to move laterally across the front of the statue and search for any nook or crevice that will allow you to pull yourself higher. Pick a number. Bonus 60. Success 65. Pick now. 65. Success. Hey. If I hadn't raised that feathery skill just now, I'd have failed that check. Woo! So it worked out. Of course, if I hadn't raised that feathery skill, various things would have been different, and the number would have been different anyway. But still, me raising that feathery skill just saved my life. Well, my character's life. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. You're almost 50 feet into your climb. A quick glance down, something you swore to yourself you wouldn't do, but you keep doing it, reveals the dangerous spot you're in. Not certain you could even climb down from here, you press on, your hands seeking your next hold as you continue your brazen ascent. Pick your number, bonus 60, success 70, pick now, 108. Struggling to retain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. At 60 feet, you begin to question the wisdom of attempting to make the climb. A fall from this height will almost certainly prove fatal, something you try to push from your mind as you struggle to ward off your growing fatigue. Ultimately undeterred, you continue upwards, picking a number. Bonus of 60. Success 65. Pick now. 113. Success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Looking up without daring to look down. Yet apparently you've learned your lesson for now, but you'll forget it eventually. You estimate you're about halfway up the monument, perhaps close to 80 feet above its base. This calculation does little to ease your mind. Hoping that your fingers hold out, you seek out your next handhold, while pausing to catch your breath and ease the burn in your muscles. Picking a number, bonus 60, success 65, pick now. 155, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, You claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. A quick upward glance reveals you're nearing the neck and shoulder region of the statue, for the observation seems to only increase your tension, realising the odd, precipitous angles of sculptured stone won't provide you with any safe spot upon which to rest. You thought the shoulder would be a safe spot, but maybe he's wearing particularly pointy armour. You press on, cursing under your breath as your hand scours the smooth stone for its next hold. Same check again, pick now. Hose of 50, success. Soaking to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Having surpassed what you surmise to be the 100-foot mark of your climb, you can't help but smile when you consider the reaction of anyone who might this very moment be witnessing your daring ascent. Your amusement is short-lived, however, as you promptly refocus on the task at hand, a task that requires your full attention. Picking a number, bonus 60, and success 75, keep going, pick now, 95. I passed, but not by that much. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Angling yourself around the base of the statue's neck, looking for a way to pull yourself up, and onto the side of the head, you whisk a downward glance. From this height, you can make out only the vaguest details of the monument's base and ground far below, vowing not again to look down, although perhaps not being able to keep that. You resume your climb, picking a number, bonus 60, 65, pick now. 78, very close. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Gasping, with sweat streaming down from your face, you look up and realise you're within just a few feet of the top of the statue's head. Taking care not to let your elation temper your diligence, you return to the concentrating on the task immediately at hand. The safe completion of the last dozen feet of your climb, picking a number, same check again, pick now, 91, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. 64 XP to general, bathed in sweat, with your limbs aching, you haul yourself onto the angled edge of the statue's head and come to rest atop Gwadloc's monument. Gwadloc's monument? Well, however it's pronounced. After lying on your back for nearly a minute and staring up at the sky as you recover from the arduous climb, you return to your feet and survey the impressive view afforded by a lofty vantage. On the perch atop the statue's head, just over 150 feet above the ground, you can see for a dozen miles in all directions and also see the other statue. The colourful landscape mosaic stretches the horizon, forging a scene of true beauty that both inspires and exhilarates. Far below, the tops of the trees that swarm the tangled heart of the Tornwind Vale look like a moving sea of green, swaying at the whim of a wind that surges through the desolate wilds. As you warily make your way around the statue's broad head, taking care not to place your feet too close to the edge, you peer down at a worm that seems more peaceful than you have ever known it. You know, other than the other times I was looking down from a statue. But that's that. Suddenly, alerted by movement to your left, you whip your head in a direction, startled, but not that startled, to find a tall man clad in a green tunic and a grey cape, standing only a few feet away. A wide-brimmed leather hat covers his head, casting a deep shadow that largely obscures his slender face. "Still climbing those things?" he says, shaking his head. I'd hope that someone would have dissuaded you from it by now. Falling off one of them might do it. That's a rather grim thing to say. I apologise for having said it. The stranger passes you a small cloth pouch, which you discover contains a tiny raven bone cube. Keep that safe. Not the pouch, mind you. The cube. If you manage to collect enough of those, something quite extraordinary will result from it. You immediately inquire about the something quite extraordinary, but the man shrugs in response. I don't know any more about it, he says. I suppose that would be because no one yet collected enough of those little cubes. You're on your way with them, though. 64 XP to general. The stranger waves his hand and a glowing blue glyph, in the form of a griffin silhouette, appears directly in front of your feet. I think you already know. That will get you back down in the safest possible manner, he says. Can't always be around, mind you. So, well, that will be that. Take care of yourself. With no particular reason to linger here, you bid the stranger farewell and step onto the glyph. A dazzling flash of blue light erupts from the glyph as you step onto it, causing you to instinctively close your eyes to protect them from the intensity of the glow. Only a split second later, when your eyes spring open, you discover you're once again standing on the ground next to the base of the monument. Now I'm going to quickly get away from there before I get the temptation to climb it again. Moving away, travel. Now, what is next? I'm pretty sure we've seen the Hall of Stone before. If not, we've definitely seen it on some other characters. I think we've been everywhere here. All right. Northwest, northern, northeast. Now, western. Let's see. I've got an ancient lantern. That was from somewhere in Fangwidge. What could we get? Well, Dragonfield Hills. Yeah, that's just tidying up the Wing of Illusion. Well, there's my keep. All right. Well, I'll be stopping up there for a bit. Overlook Nook. Oh yeah, that's got some goblins. I think we've fought them a few times. Let's see, travel, Fangwidge, Western Dicer. Fogshire Commons is a place we haven't been before. But I think that's about it. We've definitely been to Ashlar and Red Glen. Then there's the Fairy Falls. The camp of the painted Pegler is around, but he moves. He moves, and also you have to spend adventurer tokens to unlock what he offers, and isn't even that good anymore because of power creep. Anyhow. Okay. I'm in my grand residence. I'll stop there for now. I'm guessing next thing we'll do is Fogshire Commons. My hidden lair. Am I done with this? Just a little check. Examine the mirror. Swirling cloud. As you stand staring into the mirror, a sudden horrifying transformation comes over it. The mirror's solid, reflected surface begins to ripple, and the image becomes distorted and suddenly vanishes, replaced by a swirling cloud of dark shapes. A deep sense of dread wells up from within you as you come to the realization something of this world is about to pass through the mirror. You watch in horror as a large group of skeletal warriors begin to emerge from the rippling surface of your lake, of the mirror. The armoured warriors of Bone hiss wildly as they step through the mirror and into the hidden halls beneath Oaken Road Keep. The last of a total of 33 skeletal warriors emerges from the mirror, along with its gathered brethren, swiftly disperses, disappearing along one of the four shadowy corridors that lead away from this spot. The skeletal warriors seem to pay you no heed. Suddenly, however, one of the departing skeletal warriors turns and starts in your direction. "Now, well, I can't be having you wanting a muck in my own basement. You could get up, you could wander up and break my stuff. Or spook my servants. Or leave bone dust on things." "Hold your ground and face the skeletal warrior." The vicious undead warrior, his fleshless torso seemingly aglow in the dim light that fills the corridor, steps forward and attacks. His hissing skeleton swipes you through its jagged ends of its fleshless fingers and is quickly slain, because this is a pretty low level foe, really, all things considered. And not just because the section is 15,000-ish. So it's some old stuff. Not very old, but pretty old. The defeated skeleton collapses into a pile of splintered bone at your feet. The vicious undead menacing. Undead menace. A denizen of some lifeless realm in the shadowy depths of the Nevelous is no more. Your victory over the bone warrior brings you only a fleeting moments of satisfaction. Suddenly, off in the distance, rising out of some shadowy corner of this hidden lair, is the telltale clatter of yet another of the skeletal warriors. Of the 33 skeletal warriors that passed into these halls via the mirror, a total of 31 remains. I fought another one because I accidentally skipped through the second part of the defeat text. This was an armoured skeleton. 31 remain. You have to manually go through them. Skeletal swordsman, quick combat, 17 XP, 30 remain. Yeah. Hissing skeleton, 29 remain. Now 28 remain. Keep going. Armoured bone warrior. 17 remain. I'm going to manually fight the next one. Armoured bone warrior. The vicious skeletal warrior hacks to this crude decaying weapon. Savage blow for 8 damage and slain. 17 XP. 26 remains. Oh well, we're making a chunk in the numbers. Good job they haven't figured out, you know, Lancaster Square and all that. Although it's not quite as devastating when it's melee combat. Because when it's melee combat, only so many people can surround you at once. I mean, way too many, but there's a limit. When it's ranged combat, anyone who can, you know, shoot you can shoot you. And you can end up very, very screwed. But fortunately, it hasn't occurred to them to do that. Or maybe they've been explicitly designed not to do that. Alright, 21 remain. Alright, we've got more than a third down now. Yep. Keep going, keep going. And another one turns up. 19 remain. Yeah, and I'm just going to check that I've got all the... got all the little experience from the books in the corner. This is a little mini waffle-shaped dungeon. Northwest corner, and southeast corner, 17 remains. Alright, we've got more than halfway there, living on a prayer and all that. Yeah, this is a little bit of a slog going through all these. But you know how far you've got to go. Which makes it less of a slog than other ones where, like, for example, some stages in the... Oh, this is new. Shelves of books line the walls in the southeast corner of this mysterious hidden lair. You quickly peruse the various journals and tomes stacked on the stout wooden planks. You conclude that nearly all of them deal with magic, both its practice and the many theories surrounding its origin and uses. The scope of some of these texts gives you the impression that Orlan, whose secret place this was, had a mind and a thirst for knowledge that was quite beyond most both measure. Carefully search through the books. After careful examination of the books, turns up a musty tome that contains a thought-provoking series of passages detailing some of the finer points of the art of shadow magic. That's probably why I didn't get anything from it earlier, because I didn't have shadow magic, and thus it made no sense at all to me. And it was just absolute nonsense, so I just put it aside. Cleaning beneath the lurid glow of the orbs that hang off on the ceiling, you spend several minutes studying the finer points revealed in the passages. 64 XP to Arcania. The knowledge of the art of shadow magic you've gained through your careful study of the relevant passages within the tome has made you keenly aware of some of the less obvious aspects of your magical discipline. 2048 experience to shadow magic. Having satisfied your curiosity and completed your study of the book, you place it back on the shelf and prepare to once again set off along the corridor. Alright, I'm going back to the eastern part. 14 invaders left. Just keep going and going. Only 13 left now. Here's another one. Skeletal Swordsman. Quick combat. 17 XP. 12 remain. Just keep bashing and bashing up these skeletons before they escape from this basement and smash all of my crockery, or step on my rhododendrons, or maybe even scare off some visitors that I actually wanted to meet, or maybe they scare my moat monster. Don't want to do that. I love my moat monster. If I have a moat monster, yeah, I'm not sure if I do. I'll check later. Or maybe they'll hang around until I get a moat monster. Keep going, keep going, keep going. 7 invaders yet stalk these halls. And there's another series of invaders after this. But I'll probably forget about those. Because this is one of those adventures that, one of those quests that just ends disappointingly. That just happens sometimes. Or maybe its true end requires things that haven't happened yet. Or it's just forgot about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, so you're going to forget some of it. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Hissing skeleton. 3 left. And there's another. Fortunately, they don't seem to be coming less frequent encounters as I run through them. Just for convenience sake, really. Or maybe they're getting their ire up and are moving towards me more. Alright, that was the penultimate. Now it's the final skeleton. The last of the sinister invaders of your keep suddenly emerges from the gloom. Hissing skeleton. Quick combat. 17 XP. Yep, and that's the last of them. 384 experience to general, 32 experience to all skills and powers. Having slain the last of the 33 skeletal warriors that emerges from the mirror, you take a few moments to reflect upon the gravity of your victory. And wonder if the strange mirror has any further surprises in store. It does. Finally, satisfied you're no longer in any imminent danger in hidden lair beneath Oakworld Keep, you once again set off on your way. Okay. I'm going to go out of there. Leave it there. And that's enough of that for now. Alright, next time I'll be going to... I'm going to top up my mark of fire. Doesn't seem to actually expire. Spirit of Flame. Which I guess is handy. But still. Store some items. I mean, I could store the tiny wave and bone cubes here, but that'll probably just cause problems. Wait a minute. Why did I store the Game Master's Quill? Oh, this is placing items in storage. Yeah, and then I thought I was viewing items in storage. Yeah, you view it differently. View some icons. I could store some of the... I could store some stuff, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, next time, I'll be going to Frogshire Commons. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.